is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourk, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's two poems are by Chris Hannon, New Orleans poet, parts 4 and 5 from The Nephilim. Chris Hannon is the winner of the 2012 Tennessee Williams Festival Poetry Award and one of the editors of A New Book of Poems Quartet by Batir Willow Press, which is a new press interested in publishing new poets. Before we can return home, we must spend time probing the dead minnows decomposing in the bedroom, shards of windows staring like lifeless eyes from the dimness and the inescapable mud that sticks thick as old blood to everything in the house, searching for the tiny wedding ring my grandmother left behind in the flood. Below the oak root bend of arthritic knuckles, she still bears the mark, rubbed smooth as a riverbed, of wearing for 50 years this symbol of the man she loved, God, her family, and her home, now lost amid remnants of rushing water and displaced earth. It is the only thing she hopes to take away from this place. From the door of the bedroom, where her jewelry box disintegrated in the ruthless salt surge, we dig trenches 1 foot wide and deep, carrying the shovelfuls of spoil, mixed with bits and pieces of her clothes, earrings, shoes, and bedsheets, out to the front lawn. With no running water, we sieve it all through a window screen, pouring Diet Coke from the trunk of her flooded car into the mud like a drink offering of honey, milk, wine, and blood to the ghosts that slowly reveal themselves as the dirt washes away, in flashes of silver and gold speaking to us of past lives and the memories welling in her eyes with every necklace and earring we unearth. We grasp at these apparitions before they slip through our hands and sink back into the blackness pooling like a lethe below the screen, where the coke and sludge smell of asphodel. As the light fades, we begin to lose hope of finding this one thing she seeks in the destruction that will bring her back to her life before the flood. And then the smiling curve of a plain gold rim swims up through the fetid bilge, reflecting the house and the faces of you, your father, and your cousin standing over the screen. And as she slides it onto her hand, her eyes shine with thanks, and the streams of a different flood of salt no levees can contain. Part 5. Your father's boyhood home lies in ruins, under the roof and rotted ceiling that sheltered him after his father died. He returns with you once more before the bulldozers come to cut out pieces of exposed rafters, ribs of old-growth pine, running red as marrow, smooth as bones, the length of the house. These boards or heartwood, grown dense with time and 50 years of holding back the rain. All 8x2s with grains, tight and strong as your grandmother's back, who raised 5 kids alone below these beams. He will cut foot-long trivets for his family, relics of this house, all the floodwaters never reached. Now, we will always have a foot in Zelda's kitchen. He chooses a joist, seasoned by oven smoke and pot steam, the ruddy color of his skin, with knots like his tears. He saws into the wood, choking. You'll never find lumber like this again.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.